This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. Over the next hour, Mark will break down geek speak into street speak so you know what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. Hope you're all doing great today, and thank you for making Tech Talk a small part of your day. And hey, it's the last weekend of March already. Some of you know I have three kids all the way at university. God help me and my bank account. But I can't believe they're almost done another year of school soon, right? Just another month. Crazy. A friend of mine asked me recently about retiring. Ha! And with home prices in the Toronto area, even when my three kids graduate, I can't see them moving out on their own just yet. Forget about it. Anyhow, I digress. Thank you for tuning into Tech Talk, where we look at all the latest tech trends, but in a language you can understand. We have a great show planned for you this hour, in fact, with four different guests. We're going to kick things off with JustAnswer.com and a new tool that they've got called ChatGPT Verifier to see if what the popular AI program, ChatGPT, is accurate in what it's telling you. It's actually genius, this new tool. Also on this show, Halo Car will join us. It works in Las Vegas, where you can tap on your phone and a car with no driver drops off a vehicle for you to drive around, and then you can park it wherever you like, well, safely, that is, and then it'll drive off to the next customer. Crazy, huh? And on the back half of this week's Tech Talk, Spotify joins us to share the news about audiobooks now available in Canada on Spotify. More than 350,000 titles, in fact. And after that, we learn all about the MLB The Show 23 baseball video game that just debuted this week and what's new there. All of this and more on Tech Talk, powered by Chevrolet Canada and its Chevy EV lineup, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's show with our first interview. You don't even need to be in the tech industry to know about the massive buzz surrounding generative AI programs, as they're often called, like ChatGPT. It's both cool and scary how intelligent these chatbots are. Well, intelligent for the most part. There are some limitations and accuracy issues. And so Just Answer at justanswer.com, of course, that's a platform that connects people with doctors, lawyers, vets, mechanics, and other experts all in real time, has launched a new tool to help quickly verify the accuracy of results generated by ChatGPT. It's aptly named the Just Answer ChatGPT Verifier. Joining us on the line to chat is Andy Kurtzig, CEO of Just Answer. Hi, Andy. Thanks for your time today.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me on the show.
Before we talk about ChatGPT Verifier, why don't we just step back and give our listeners a Just Answer 101, if you will.
Of course. Just Answer is a place where you can go to talk to a real live expert 24/7. We've got doctors and lawyers and mechanics and accountants and tech support and veterinarians, experts in 700 different categories. We're also global in 196 different countries.
Congrats. So I have a question, whether it's a legal one, a medical one, or a financial one, and then I can go to Just Answer, find a real person to talk to in real time online, and they could help you. And we can get to the pricing model in a couple of minutes, but that's the rough idea, is that you've got a real person at your fingertips, a professional who you may otherwise not have access to.
That's right. It's a real human person, and specifically a real expert. So a verified doctor or lawyer or mechanic, somebody that really knows their profession and can answer your questions really well.
So ChatGPT, obviously it's taken the tech world by storm. I don't need to tell you that. So let's first cover what ChatGPT is all about and discuss some of the things that you can do with it, just to bring everybody up to speed.
Yeah, so ChatGPT is a new technology by a company called OpenAI that is essentially a search engine on steroids. It essentially takes, let's say, the first three results that you might get on Google and summarizes them and then is a really good writer and sort of explains it to you in a well-written way. But you might ask, you know, what's a good restaurant in New York City? And it would give you an answer based on sort of crawling the web and make its own judgment about what a good answer would be to that question. Mm-hmm. It's also interactive, so you can go back and forth in a conversational style. So the two key elements to it is it's conversational in style. You can ask it a question, it'll respond to you, and you can ask for more specifics or something tangential and kind of have a conversation that'll remember some of the things you've already said. And it's just a really good writer. So it'll write out a nice answer to your question, or it'll write out a poem or write you a song. And
I even asked it, what's something no one has asked you to do yet? And it said, I've been asked to write a lot of articles and, as you said, songs or poems, speeches for a wedding, but I've never been asked to write a novel. And I said, okay, write me a novel. And it said, okay, sure, give me some parameters. So I came up with, you know, all right, it's 17th century in Massachusetts during the witch hunt era. There's a young girl. She may or may not be a witch. It said, okay, chapter one. Yes. And it drafted a whole story. It was insane, like with dialogue and of course, describing the settings and the whole, there was a plot and a plot twist. It actually was scary. But when it comes to things that you may need to know, information that you need for yourself, this is where accuracy may be an issue. Like, for example, I asked it to write a bio about myself and it incorrectly stated I was a TV actor. I'm on TV as a tech expert, but I'm not an actor. So there are some accuracy issues, probably more with the slightly older version, the ChatGPT 3.5, I guess, compared to the newest version 4. But this is where Just Answer ChatGPT Verifier comes in, I assume. Please tell us about it.
That's right. So as you probably found, and many have found, the biggest problem with ChatGPT is that it, quote unquote, hallucinates, which means that it just gives the wrong answer about a quarter to a third of the time. But worse is it gives the answer with 100% confidence. So you might say, what's 2 + 2? It'll say, it's definitely 5, right? And it doesn't.
Yeah, it'll even gaslight you and say, I think I know that this is true and you don't.
Like, exactly.
There's some really funny instances of that. Yeah.
You know, so that can be okay if you just have it, you know, write me a poem or something where it's not going to do anybody any harm. But if you have a medical issue or your neighbor threatening to sue you or these kinds of things.
Yeah, you're working on your taxes.
Yeah. You don't want to leave that to chance. And so that's where the ChatGPT verifier comes in. So because we have these live human experts that respond really fast, on average about 4-minute response time, 24/7, you can go to ChatGPT, you can have your conversation, you can do whatever you want to do, and you can copy paste that and have the experts on this answer confirm whether it's true or not and fill it in if it's not.
We're chatting with Andy Kurtzig, CEO of Just Answer, a platform that connects people with live doctors, lawyers, vets, mechanics, and other verified and vetted experts for real-time online help. Just Answer has helped more than 22 million customers across nearly 200 countries over the past 20 years. In fact, happy anniversary, Andy. I understand you launched in 2003. And now there's the Just Answer ChatGPT Verifier, which we're learning about right now. Could you walk us through a sample scenario, Andy? Like how it would work exactly?
Of course. So let's take that scenario where you've got a medical issue. Let's say you're worried that you have a lump on your arm and you have cancer. And so you might go to ChatGPT and ask it a question, and it will give you an answer, which may or may not be correct. And you can take that answer and you can give it to Just Answer's ChatGPT verifier and have a real live oncologist take a look at the answer and tell you if it's true or false and where it's false. So this part is true and this part is false. You need to worry about this, but not that. You know, a real live oncologist knows what to do, whereas ChatGPT usually doesn't.
How much does Just Answer cost to use? And is it the same as the Just Answer ChatGPT verifier?
So it's a bit different. So some categories are more and other categories are less. But for ChatGPT Verify, we've got one price, which is a $5 join fee and then $55 a month. And that allows you to do this over and over again, not just one time. So you can verify multiple ChatGPT conversations, and you can even use our service more broadly. If you wanted to talk to a real live expert instead of ChatGPT, you can do that as well for that price.
What if you just had one question and you don't want to subscribe? You don't foresee you turning to ChatGPT Verifier more than once. Is that an option or could you cancel?
Yeah, so it's really easy to cancel. So if you just want one question, just pay once. Pay the $5 and the $55.60 total and you ask your question and you can have 29 to 30 more days to go if you want to ask any other questions. Otherwise, it'll just be done after that.
Mm-hmm. Is the chat with the professional over text or video call or audio?
You can do any of those. So it starts off as text and you can switch to phone or video or...
Yeah, because you may want to show a doctor your arm or what have you. And how long is a typical session?
It's as long as it takes. So some of them are, 10-minute conversations and others could go on for an hour or two. And a lot of times, especially with a scenario like cancer or pregnancy questions or neighbor threatening to sue you, the kinds of questions that, that people ask on Just Answer, you know, there's not just one question. You'll have one and that'll unveil another one.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you'll be
yeah,
down
of course.
The rabbit hole. Yeah.
Good point. And then how much is the regular Just Answer?
Well, it depends on the category. So, for example, lawyers charge more. The legal category costs more. And the pet
yeah,
category, veterinarians cost less. But it could be anywhere from about $25, $30 a month up to about $100 a month, $125 even.
Okay, fair enough. And then what about location-based accuracy? Like, let's say I live in a state or in a country where the laws may be different, or are you able to find an expert that knows where you're based and will give you relevant information?
Absolutely. So, like I said, we're in well over 100 countries. And so not only at a country level will we find an expert that matches your needs, but even within the U.S., for example, different states have different laws and tax situations. And,
okay.
And the lawyers are
awesome.
Know what to do.
Yeah, great. For our Canadian listeners, and just a heads up, Andy has been giving us U.S. pricing info. So we're going to tell you the best website to go to. I assume it's justanswer.com, but we'll get to that in a moment. And that's where you'll find Canadian costs for using Just Answer and the Just Answer Chat GPT verifier. And then finally, Andy, how do we get going? I understand it's both an app and, of course, the website, justanswer.com. Do you recommend people starting at one place over another?
You know, it's usually easier for people to start in the web, just justanswer.com, but you can also download the app on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store as well.
All right. Andy Kurtzik's been our guest. Safe travels, Andy. Thanks for chatting with us right after you've stepped off a plane. Really great to chat with you and learn about Just Answer Chat GPT Verifier. All the best. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mark. I've enjoyed it.
When we return on Tech Talk, Halo Car. It's a service in Las Vegas that will have a driverless vehicle come pick you up, and then you can drive it for your stay, and then it drives off when you're done. Sounds like science fiction, but we'll learn all about it when we return on Tech Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, Canada's go-to tech authority for the past 25 years. Here's Tech Talk.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, everyone, powered by Chevrolet Canada. The Chevy EV, or electric vehicle, lineup fits your life no matter what you're into. Charge up with sophistication in the Equinox EV. Want your style to go electric? Hit the road in the Blazer EV. Or maybe you want a truck that'll really juice up your drive? That's Silverado EV. Hop into the Bolt EUV for an energized adventure, or the Bolt EV for an electrified road trip. No matter where you're going, Chevrolet EVs are for everyone, everywhere. Check them out at chevrolet.ca. Speaking of vehicles, while it might sound like science fiction, did you know that in Las Vegas today, you can order an electric vehicle for you to drive around and it'll come to you with no human driver? The service is called Halo Car. Once it arrives, you climb behind the wheel and then it drives off when you're done. Joining us to chat all about it is Halo Car's CEO and co-founder, Anand Nandukumar. Hi, Anand. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Why don't we start at a high level? I gave a little tease about it in my intro, but what is Halo Car all about?
Yeah, Halo Car is an interesting product where our customers take our app and push a button to request a car. We will remotely drive an all-electric driverless car to deliver the car to a customer. Once actually delivered, they hop in the driver's seat. You can drive how much of it you want. Once you're done, you don't have to park. Just simply drop it off and walk away. We will remotely drive the car instantly to another customer.
And just to be clear, this isn't an autonomous vehicle, correct? Like, unless I'm mistaken, it's not like the car itself is driving autonomously, but there is someone at Halo Car piloting the vehicle to you.
That's exactly right. It is not an autonomous car, but a remotely piloted service. One of our actual humans that are trained and certified by us that are working from our mission control, and they drive the car remotely over LTE and 5G.
Right. You have a partnership with T-Mobile.
Right. We do.
Yeah. Uses the 5G network.
Yes, that's right. It uses both LTE. When LTE is available, uses that. And when 5G is available, it uses 5G automatically.
So the person at Halo driving this vehicle, they are seeing what the car sees, I guess, from some sort of camera. Is it kind of like a video game, like from that perspective?
Yeah, kind of, actually. There are six cameras around the car.
Okay.
And it gives the remote pilot a full 360-degree field of view. It has better field of view than yourself sitting inside the car. We are sitting inside the car. The car is not designed for high visibility. So what happens is you have all kinds of blind spots. But the way we integrate these cameras and the way we do a proprietary stitch so our remote pilots can see, they actually have much better visibility and barely have any blind spots, which means that they can make really tight turns, maneuver around, you know, dense urban environments. And that's exactly what we're launching here in Las Vegas.
Right. Okay, got it. And that answered my next question. So it is only available right now in Vegas.
That's right. Okay. One city at the moment. And then as and when this starts scaling, we'll go deploy in more cities.
Okay, got it. And thanks for explaining about the multiple cameras. I was going to ask you about blind spots and stuff like that, where you need to think you need to be sitting in the vehicle in order to drive safely. Can you walk us through how the process works? You said earlier that the customer just opens an app and taps, but obviously you specify where you are. What if there are specific instructions like don't pull into the driveway or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the customer joins the app, they sign up, they first scan the driver's license front and back. That goes through a verification process to make sure that they have a valid driver's license, the identity is verified, and they're of the appropriate age. And then once they're actually approved by our system, they can now request a car. When they now request a car, they can actually tell which location to come. Obviously, we use the GPS of the phone to see exactly where the customer is. They can also specify a certain address and say, can you deliver the car at this address? And when they do, they can say, oh, don't pull up in the driveway or don't block the street or, you know, park it in the side street or something like that. They can actually tell, give very clear delivery instructions. So we can just come and deliver the car exactly how they want it.
Okay, got it. Maybe it's a dumb question, and why have this remotely piloted vehicle instead of hiring someone to go and drop it off and pick it up again?
Oh, man. Yeah, this is a beautiful question, honestly speaking, because it touches on so many different angles. So when you run a fleet of cars, the biggest cost of operating a fleet of cars is repositioning the cars. So in this case, when you have like a fleet of vehicles that you need to reposition, you need to actually have a human driver sitting into the car that is paid by the company that is going to move the car around or deliver the car to the customer. That is extremely expensive operationally. So when that person is removed from the car and they can sit remotely, what happens is the customer, actually the employee that is driving the car, can switch from one vehicle to another in a matter of a second. So once the car is delivered, they can instantly switch to another car in a fleet. So now they can operate a huge fleet of cars over a day for one person instead of repositioning two cars a day.
That's really neat. I got it. Thanks for that. And for anybody listening, maybe concerned about loss of jobs, this is obviously going to create jobs too, like the pilots of the vehicles sitting there at Halo HQ. And why is the EV, the electric vehicle component, interesting to you, Anand? Like, do these piloted vehicles need to be electric? Do the two go hand in hand?
Yeah, it's actually a beautiful question. So the ultimate vision for the company is to transition the world away from gasoline to all electric cars without the need of owning a car. If you think about this, electric cars are going to make a big impact for climate change. This is very, very real. It's absolutely true. But the problem with electric cars is too expensive. It starts at $40,000, which means only a handful of people can actually afford a very expensive car. And number two big problem is even if they're able to afford a $40,000 car, you have to retrofit a house with some form of charging infrastructure. That's not only going to cost a few thousand dollars, but in most cases, they can't even do it. Because if you rent a house or you live in a complex, you just can't simply install a charging infrastructure in where you live. This is a big problem for average humans, actually masses, to actually convert to all electric. So what we're saying is, on top of this, private cars, when they're owned privately, are parked 96% of the time, which means 23 hours, the car that you own right now is sitting in a parking lot somewhere. It's just crazy numbers, right? And then not only that, I'll throw another crazy number. For every car that's manufactured in the U.S., we make 8 parking spaces with it. So this is clear that the world wants to go away or needs to go away from owned cars. So what we're saying is shared electric vehicles are the future. And at the same time, when the car comes to a customer fully charged, you don't have to worry about charging it, maintaining it, cleaning it, changing the tires. None of that overhead of owning a car is there for a customer. You simply just drive the car wherever you want to go. And when you drive, we tell you, don't even need to worry about parking. Just leave the car somewhere that's safe. And then you walk away.
Wow.
The car's gone.
So cool. As we wrap up, Anand, our guest has been Anand Kumar. He's CEO and co-founder of Halo Car in Las Vegas. You can order a vehicle on your phone and it will be remotely piloted to you before you take control of the wheel. And then when it returns, it's also driven by someone at the company. Very cool. Is this sort of a stopgap solution? Do you envision in the future your vehicles to be fully autonomous, that's just to drive themselves without a human controlling it remotely? And what about rideshare vehicles going just one place to another without the person climbing behind the wheel at all?
That's a future that we kind of anticipate as well. But what we want to do is, this is a bridge to get to that fully autonomous fleet of cars, right?
Okay.
So think about average consumers. They've never seen a fully autonomous car before. There's a lack of trust where they don't want to just jump in the back seat and let the car drive itself, because we've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is, we need to build that trust to get to that point where people can trust that car. So at this first stage, the car will coexist. When you're driving yourself in another car, you can see around and, oh, that's a Halo car with nobody inside. That's the first step to building that trust. And the second step is, when the car comes to you, you have full control over it. That's how we start. And then every time you drive, the car is now learning the background. And at one point, it will start saying, hey, I've done this trip 50 times. Would you like me to do it for you?
Right.
So that's slowly how we transition the world away from, you know, driver vehicles into fully autonomous fleets.
For those who want to learn more about Halo Car, how much it costs, and all those details, what's the best place to get going?
Halo.car. That's the website. You can literally go to the website. If you're in Las Vegas, you can order a car today. You can follow us on Twitter, HaloCar_, or even Instagram, HaloCar_.
All right. So the website is simply halo.car, not .com. So HALO.CAR. All right. Halo.car. Thanks so much for your time, Anand. Very exciting technology. Thanks for carving out some time to chat with us about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
I'm seeing some messages from listeners. And just to be clear, this is not an autonomous vehicle. That technology does exist. In fact, speaking of Las Vegas, I've been driven around on the strip in a fully autonomous vehicle. But what Halo Car is doing is somebody steering and driving this for you remotely. So it's like a radio controlled car, if you will. When we return on Tech Talk, we're going to first talk with Spotify about the launch of Spotify audiobooks in Canada. Brand new. It started in the States, I think, in October of 2022, but brand new to Canada this week. Then we'll chat with PlayStation about MLB The Show 23, the new baseball video game. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to Tech Talk, where you won't need a Geek to English dictionary to tune in. Welcoming back our host, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk. Spotify, of course, is best known for streaming music, as well as a super popular podcast platform. And that includes an exclusive with Joe Rogan, no less. But the company is now expanding its content to audiobooks as well. Joining us to chat about it is Nir Zuckerman. He's VP and Global Head of Audiobooks at Spotify. Thank you, Nir. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Before we talk audiobooks, for those unaware what Spotify is, I can't believe there are many out there who don't know, but why don't we start at a high level? How Spotify compares to other streaming services. Tell us a bit about the company.
Sure. So Spotify is a leading streaming platform globally. We offer music, podcasts, and now audiobooks all in one platform. So you can really come to Spotify for content needs across all these different content types that we have. Our model includes a free option for users or subscription options for users as well. And globally, we now have more than 500 million monthly users using the platform.
Wow. And I know, Nir, that you're global head of audiobooks at Spotify, but I understand that from a music standpoint, we're talking more than 100 million tracks now on the platform. Unbelievable.
It is incredible. And on the audiobook side, we're now also really excited to announce that we've reached a catalog size of 350,000 titles on the platform. So there really is something for everybody to listen to on the audiobook side as well.
Yeah, perfect. So with that in mind, let's now chat about audiobooks. So this is now available on Spotify, and for the first time in Canada too.
That's right. This week we announced our expansion into Canada as well. Spotify launched audiobooks on the platform after being for a long time a music platform and a podcast platform. We launched audiobooks in the fall of 2022 in the US, and we've since expanded to 6 markets, including Canada this week, which we're extremely excited about, which means that users in any one of those 6 markets can now access our catalog of 350,000 titles, search for what they want, purchase it through the web, and listen to it on Spotify, which now officially really makes Spotify your one destination that you can go to for all of your music and podcasts and audiobook needs, all in one platform across your many devices.
How do you find audiobooks on Spotify? You just do a search, or is there an actual section that you can browse if you're not sure what you want to listen to?
We can do both. So first of all, audiobooks are featured on your home feed, which is the main destination that you'll see when you open up the Spotify experience. among other recommendations for music and podcasts, we also have audiobooks now featured and recommended in your home feed, as well as a dedicated audiobooks feed that you can access from your home feed if you click on the icon that says audiobooks that filters down that screen just to an audiobook recommendation experience. But in addition to that, if you have a specific title in mind, a specific author in mind, like I mentioned, we have 350,000 titles now, so you can search the entire catalog as well. And when you do find an audiobook to listen to, you can go and purchase that audiobook through our web experience and then return to the app or to any one of your connected devices and listen to it there.
So whether you're on a computer using the Spotify web app or desktop app, or you're on a mobile device, an iPhone, Android, or a tablet like an iPad, process is similar. You can browse or search. And then when you do land on something that you want to listen to, let's just clarify that. With a regular Spotify subscription, all of that is included in your monthly costs. So depending on whether you have a single plan or a family plan, a student plan, what have you. But when it comes to audiobooks, let's just clarify, you're purchasing rather than, let's call it, renting that content. Is that fair?
Sure. So you're just saying the title outright. You know, this is analogous to you walking into a bookstore, buying a book off the shelf. You have access to it. You're the one who owns it. You're not renting the book in that sense. So you can take as long as you want to listen to it. And like I mentioned, you can listen to it across your many connected devices that use Spotify. We did a lot of user testing and user research to understand the industry and what our users, our existing users. And like I mentioned, we have over 500 million users globally now, understanding what the best way to go to market was. We do plan on offering additional models for access in the future. We're exploring those now, but we felt like the best way to go to market with an initial offering would be to allow users to purchase books individually.
Okay, got it.
You need to have a Spotify account, but you do not need to have a subscription. So you could be a free user who accesses our music catalog with our free user experience where you'll hear ads, for instance. Right. You don't need to be a paid subscriber in order to search and purchase audiobooks.
Thanks for that clarification. You did say right off the top, Nir, that your 500 million subscriber base are both paid users like myself, as well as those who access it for free with ads. So that's great to know. I would think that Audible, which is owned by Amazon, would be your biggest competitor. Is that fair? And why would someone consider using Spotify for audiobooks?
I think the really powerful thing about Spotify is that it's already the platform of choice for music and podcasts for 500 million people globally. Now, we haven't reached 500 million people with our audiobooks offering yet. We are going to be expanding to more markets, but as I mentioned, we started off in six as of right now, including Canada and the US. Mm-hmm. But the ability for a user to now access on their platform of choice for music and podcasts, now also access audiobooks, is an extremely compelling value proposition. It means that if you are already using Spotify on a daily basis, which hundreds of millions of people are, in order to access your content, we now have one of the richest content types that could be available to you, fully seamlessly integrated into the experience that you're already comfortable using. Mm-hmm. And we are dedicated to continuing to create really engaging interactive experiences built on top of audiobooks as well as podcasts and music going forward to make it even richer and holistic of an experience.
I do see the appeal of a one-stop shop, if you will, having it all under one brand, one interface. And I'm going to ask you more about the interface in a second. I just want to remind our listeners, we're chatting with Nir Zuckerman. He is Vice President and Global Head of Audiobooks at Spotify. They've been around since the fall of last year in the US, but brand new to Canada and some other markets to listen to these books, whether you're at home or on the go. As a frequent traveler, I love the idea of multitasking, listening to a great story in my ear buds while on a plane, you know, because you can still walk around an airport and do other things, maybe work a little bit, but still being entertained by some great content. I was just listening to Stephen King's Fairy Tale, which is his latest novel. Talk to us about the user controls. Like, I understand, for example, that you can speed up or slow down playback. And can you start on one device and then continue on another, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. One of the big capabilities that Spotify offers today across the many devices that we have is the ability to pick up where you left off across different devices. So I could be in my car listening to my book, step out, put my earbuds in, keep listening to the book from where I left off, get to my desk, listen to it on the desktop going forward. It's a really seamless experience across our devices. You mentioned speed control as well. We absolutely have that. We have sleep timers. We have now also integrated the ability for users on the platform to rate titles so they're easier to evaluate before you actually purchase them. All the features that you would expect are core user experience features that we would have to have. They're there built on top of the great Spotify experience that users already know. And we are working on a lot more really exciting ways to engage with audiobooks as well. I can't share anything specific yet, but I can tell you that what we have today is definitely just the beginning.
All right, we'll have to have you back for that. As we wrap up, Nir, how much does it cost to buy audiobooks? And is there any kind of free trial or anything like that?
So the pricing varies by title. It is determined by the rights holder that puts the book on the platform, whether that's an independent author or a publisher. They'll set the title, and so it does vary. There is no free trial for audiobooks specifically, but users do have the ability to play samples from any one of the books of the 350,000 books to listen to a few minutes of it before they actually decide whether or not they want to purchase it.
Cool.
And as I mentioned, users with free Spotify accounts also have full access to make audiobook purchases on the platform. So you do not need to be a Spotify subscriber in order to access this. You just need to be a Spotify user, even one with a free account.
Very cool. All right. Best place to get going is obviously the app or the website. What would you recommend, Nir?
Launch your Spotify and go there and start searching for your favorite book and just start listening. As I mentioned, you could start listening to a sample. You don't need a paid Spotify account. You could be a free user. And so just signing up for a Spotify account, if you don't have one, being able to search the entire catalog, it's a great way to get started.
All right. Awesome. Spotify.com, or just go to the App Store or Google Play Store. Nir Zuckerman's been our guest. Thank you so much, Nir. Congrats on the launch of the expansion, I should say, of Spotify audiobooks. Very exciting. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Before we continue on with this show, I do want to remind our listeners that while we often talk about new gadgets on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics, and it's never been easier to do it. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of many drop-off locations near you. It could be a retailer, community center, a school, and so on, and there's no cost to drop it off. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics, you're keeping them out of the waste stream, and you're helping to recover and recycle valuable resources. When it comes to your devices, the future is literally in your hands. That website, again, is recyclemyelectronics.ca. Hey, if you're on social media, drop by and say hi. Let me know what you think of Tech Talk. If you have any suggestions for upcoming guests or topics, if you have a tech question, I'm pretty good at replying. So I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Again, it's Mark with a C, salt like salt and pepper, the letter Z, MAN. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. Hope to see you there. I always love hearing from Tech Talk listeners. Be sure to tell me where you're listening from, by the way, as this show now airs on 11 stations across Canada. When we return on Tech Talk, our last interview today is going to be about MLB The Show 23, the latest baseball video game available for multiple consoles. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Before we chat with Sony Interactive Entertainment about the launch of the new baseball video game, MLB The Show 23, a thank you to LG Canada. Tech Talk is brought to you in part by LG. Life's good, and you can prepare professional cooking results at home with the LG ProBake Convection Slide-In Range with air sous vide and air fry. This range has range. For air sous vide mode, this modern range uses controlled low oven temperatures and airflow, which consistently cooks proteins, veggies, and more in vacuum-sealed bags that lock in flavor and aroma. But if you're craving a crispy dish without the guilt, use the air fry feature, which quickly circulates high heat to achieve crispy results. Learn more about the LG ProBake Convection Slide-In Range with air sous vide and air fry at lg.ca. Hungry yet? The launch of spring wouldn't be the same without a new MLB The Show baseball video game. And 2023 is no different, thankfully. MLB The Show 23 just debuted for PS4, PlayStation 5, and other consoles. And so joining us for a chat about the franchise and what's new this year is Ramon Russell. He's product development, communications, and brand strategist at Sony Interactive Entertainment. Welcome back to the show, Ramon. Good to chat with you.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah. Hey, are you going back to the All-Stars game this summer? It's in Seattle, right?
I should be there, yeah.
I spoke to you last year just after All-Stars game, and so good to hear you're going again. But hey, let's now talk about what's available now, which is MLB The Show 23. Congrats on the launch of the new game. Before we talk about this specific version, please give us a high-level look at the MLB The Show franchise as a whole.
Yeah, so we make MLB The Show, which is a simulation baseball, officially licensed Major League Baseball game down at the San Diego studio, and it's our labor of love. We make a yearly title. Our development cycle is around 9 months, and every year around March and April, we hopefully release the best version of a baseball video game that we've ever made. And we try to cater to all types of baseball fans. If you want to create your own person and try to make it to the Hall of Fame, we have have a mode called Road to the Show. If you like being a GM, we have a mode called Franchise Mode. If you like playing baseball cards and having a team full of anybody and everyone, we have you covered with Diamond Dynasty Mode. And this year, we're introducing a very special new mode called MLB The Show Presents Storylines. And we are introducing the Negro Leagues into the game finally.
All right. So I want to ask you more about Storylines, which is one of the new features. But just to be clear, this is an annual game, as you said. It's kind of funny how it's like 9 months to make the game. This is your child, Ramon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and your very talented team. But it's not just roster updates. You improve the graphics and animation. You improve the artificial intelligence. You add new modes. We're going to also get to cross-platform play this year in a moment. But let's start with what's new with Storylines.
Yes, Storylines is a brand new game experience celebrating the rich history of the Negro Leagues. And the reason it's called Storylines is because we knew we needed to do more than to just throw Negro League players in the game. And the main reason for that is the very vast majority of our fan base would have no idea who they were or what they went through and what the Negro Leagues baseball actually represented for this country and baseball history. So before you play as them, you need to learn a little bit about them and what made them special and the struggles that they went through just to play a game that they loved. And you will learn that and so much more in this fun new interactive game mode called Storylines.
And you had a partnership with a museum, right, to get all the factual information in there.
100%. This entire project starts and ends with our relationship with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City at 18th and Vine, and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum president and Major League Baseball historian Bob Kendrick. This project is really about shining a light on a forgotten part of baseball and American history. And they have been so amazing to work with, and we're so happy with what we've been able to create in collaboration with the museum.
That's great. I really like to hear about this. I'm all about inclusion. So can you play as real players in that league, these like historical players, or are you creating a player from scratch?
No, you're learning about real Negro League baseball players and you're playing as them.
Okay.
You're going to learn about Leroy Satchel Paige. You're going to learn about the legendary Buck O'Neill. You're going to learn about the father of Black baseball, Andrew Rube Foster. You're going to learn about Hank Thompson, who integrated multiple Major League Baseball teams. You're going to learn about the amazing Cuban player who might have been the best baseball player in history, Black or white, the immortal Martin De Higo El Maestro. You're going to learn about Jackie Robinson. And you're thinking, wait, Jackie Robinson, we know his story. Mm-hmm. Yes, we know a little bit about his story, but the story that hasn't often been told is that Jackie Robinson started his baseball career in the Negro Leagues playing for the Kansas City Monarchs. So you're going to learn about that story and so much more in Storylines this year.
Talk to us, if you can, about the cross-platform support. As I hinted at off the top, Ramon, the game isn't just for PlayStation 5. Why is this important?
Yeah, because people own multiple consoles. We're a multi-platform game now. You can play our game on PlayStation, on Xbox, and Nintendo Switch. And if you have two of those consoles on different platforms, you know, you can now take your game saves on the road. You can start on a PlayStation or Xbox at home, and then when you go on the road, you can transfer those save files and pick up right where you left off with cross-platform play and cross-platform saves.
So it's not just the ability to start on, say, your PS4 or PS5 and then continue on a Nintendo Switch when you're on an airplane, but you can play against somebody over the internet on another system. So they could be on Xbox, you're on PS5, and you can play a multiplayer game. Does that go across all multiplayer modes?
It's across all multiplayer modes.
Awesome. We're chatting with Ramon Russell, product development communications and brand strategist at Sony Interactive Entertainment. The folks down in San Diego have cranked out another home run here. We've got MLB The Show 23, where you can step up to the plate as or against your favorite baseball team or create your own, if you like. What's your favorite feature in this new game, Ramon?
It's all of them. You know, it's a game.
I'm asking you to choose between your kids again.
And it's hard because, you know, you love all of them the same. So it's really, it's the sum of the parts. And every single year we have an impossible task of putting out the best baseball game we've ever made. But, you know, sometimes there are these special years where you get a hole in one. And we really believe that this is probably one of those years where everything kind of just worked out right. And we're putting out one of the best baseball video games we've ever made.
All right. And I touched on roster updates earlier. I'm assuming that even throughout the year, are there updates if there are some changes?
Yes, our live content team is always watching the action that's happening in real life. So you can expect roster updates, which can be transactional. You can also expect attribute updates. And we're bringing back last year's favorite new feature, Supercharge. If maybe your favorite player has an amazing game and does something incredible, we will supercharge him and make him like a 99 overnight.
Awesome. And then finally, where can we learn more about MLB The Show 23, including pricing, where to buy, and maybe look at some videos or screenshots of the game?
Ontheshow.com.
All right, ontheshow.com, and you can see everything for MLB The Show 23, and you're good to go. It's $79 for the PS4 version, $89 for the PS5. All right, Ramon, great to chat with you as always. And if I don't speak to you before this summer, I hope you enjoy the All-Stars game in Seattle. All the best.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
And one last time, I'll plug my social media handles. If you want to reach out and say hi, I absolutely love chatting with listeners. I've been hearing from you all across the country. Once again, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. And I do write a tech tip of the day as well, often with a video. I try to show you how to get more out of your tech in plain English, much like I try to do on this program, which is break down geek speak into street speak. I'll show you how to hide apps or photos on your smartphone, how to scan a document using your smartphone, and even sign it using your fingertip. If you're on an Android device like a Samsung, I show you how to take a photo hands-free when you're doing a selfie or in a group shot and you don't want your arm to be in the shot, like how to start a countdown by making a gesture with your hand. I share some time-saving and stress-saving shortcuts to Windows 11, or if you're a Mac user, how to link your phone for text messages and phone calls on your laptop. If you have a smart TV, I'll show you how to pair your Bluetooth earbuds or your Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids to your TV. I'll show you the latest in smart home innovations and so on. So these are all part of my tech tips of the day on social media, saving you money, saving you time, saving you aggravation, and heck, I'm the first to admit with technology, all those three things can be an issue. As we wrap up another Tech Talk, a huge thank you to Chevrolet Canada. The Chevy EV lineup fits your life no matter what you're into. Charge up with sophistication in the Equinox EV. Want your style to go electric? Hit the road in the Blazer EV. Or maybe you want a truck that'll really juice up your drive? That's the Silverado EV. Hop into the Bolt EUV for an energized adventure, or the Bolt EV for an electrified road trip. Tech them out at Chevrolet.com. Hey, I'm wishing you all a fantastic rest of your weekend, a healthy week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another episode of Tech Talk.
Don't forget to tune in to Tech Talk next weekend for more tech news you can use, interviews, reviews, and how-tos. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.
Bye-bye, everyone. Talk to you next week.